Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf, Sadi Gimel. We left off Sadi Beis, Amud Beis. Just one quick correction, or not really correction, clarification is a better word, from yesterday's daf, came up in the night shear. We had discussed yesterday that there were certain cases, six cases in total, three cases where the Rabbanim were Hamidu Devarim. They kept the Gzeir Rabbanim, even B'makam Asei Sheish Bakaris, even though it's going to prevent someone who has a Mitzvah Asei, which has a Chiv Karis with it, namely Karban Pesach. We spoke of there's really only two Mitzvah Aseis, Sheish Bakaris, that come up again in today's daf. Mila and Pesach, those are only two. So there's three cases where the Rabbanan, they kept their Gezerah, even in the place of an Asei Sheish Bekaris, it'll prevent someone from Mekam Asei Sheish Bekaris. And three places where they relaxed the Gezerah, came up because our Mishnah really had both ends. Our Mishnah spoke about an Einan, who the night after the Misa, is an Einan Midrabbanan, the Rabbanan relaxed that din of Einan Midrabbanan, even though he can't touch him, he's a Ladi Pesach, because it's Asei Sheish Bekaris, they relaxed the din. In the end of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel says a guy, that's Megayer, an Erev Pesach, an Aril, this Megayer, an Erev Pesach, he cannot bring a Karban Pesach that night because the next year there's a Gzeira, he may be Tamei Mace, and he may think, just like last year I didn't have a problem with Tumas Mace because he was a guy, this year also not, so there's Alts Gzeira, we will not allow him to Mekayim. The first day he became a Yid, that first night, he won't be able to Mekayim the Mitzvah, say Sheish Bakaris. That's why our Mishnah had both those cases, so Rava gave a list of actually six scenarios, three where they're abundant, kept the Gzeira, three where they didn't. So one of the cases where they're abundant, kept the Gzeira, was the case of Zemel, the case of the knife. The knife used for Bris Mila. So in a case where the knife was not brought before Shabbos, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. The knife was not brought before Shabbos. Just like you can't carry it even through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can't get through Shusam because it's Deraisa, you cannot carry even through Derech Gagas, Chaseres VeKafifas, which is Rabbinic, you can't carry there as well. That was the, and the Rabbanu were Hemid Devreim, but Makam Karis. The question just was, whose Karis was it? So, we may have explained yesterday, I don't remember what we explained in the morning, but we may have explained that whose Karis is it? The child, the son, the one who didn't get the Bris Mila, the person that didn't get the Bris Mila, it's his Karis because he won't be able to partake in Karban Pesach. Rashi explains, actually, it's the father, and Liza pointed out by the night shear, it'll come up later in this parak, that the father, if a father has a son that he didn't do Bris Mila to, just like an Aral cannot partake in Karban Pesach, a person who didn't mal his children cannot partake in Karban Pesach. So it's the not being able to bring the Zemel is not preventing the child or the baby, certainly won't be Chayef Karis, he's a baby, it's preventing the father from being able to do the Mitzvah of Pesach, which is again a mitzvah sheish bakaris, so that's taka, fits very well with the other cases, that it's an asei sheish bakaris, in the sense that the father himself will not be able to carry the mitzvah Pesach. Okay, now we left off in a conversation, then we started the new paragraph discussing when one is b'derech chayka, or one is tamei, the halach is he's able to bring, he has a mitzvah to bring now on Pesach sheni, so we had a machlekes, what if he's derech chayka and someone brings it on his behalf? And Rashi explained, clearly pointed this out, we're talking about, we're going to see, we come up in today's daf, in the end of today's daf, derech chayka is not, doesn't mean necessarily, it depends, Machlokes in the Mishnah, how far it is, but it doesn't mean that it's impossible for him to get back by nightfall. It means just right now, he's far away. According to one opinion, actually, it does seem to be telling in how far the distance is to be back, and it's Machlokes, whether it's back B'Shas Shechita, or whether it's back only B'Shas Achila at night. But either way, Derech Chayka clearly, according to at least one sheet of the Mishnah, according to one side of the Mishnah, is not far at all. It's right outside the Azara. Derech Chayka is not far. So, in a scenario where the person himself was, we call it Derech Chayka, whatever the Taich Derech Chayka is, and he's able to make it back in time, and again, whatever time in time means, and someone shechts a carbon on his behalf. Someone shechts a carbon on his behalf. So is he Yetzer or not? So we had a Machlokes says Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman said Hurtza, and he brought a Raya, and Rav Sheshes says Lai Hurtza, and we deflected, we brought a conversation whether Rav Nachman's Raya is Raya or not. So we didn't speak out a source for Rav Sheshes who says that Lai Hurtza, when the person is Derech Chayka, Rav Sheshes says it's no good. So he said the logic, because just like a Tamei cannot bring a carbon even if he wants to, so to Derech Chayka, which the Pasuk compares him to, cannot bring a carbon even if he wants to, even if someone's willing to do it on his behalf, it doesn't work. So Rav Sheshes is just going to bring that this logic that it doesn't work. Again, he said a reasoning, but the source is actually, it's already a Tana. There's a Tana that says the same Shita. Let's see inside bottom of, very bottom of Tzadi Beis, Am Beis. Am Rav Sheshes, where do I know my opinion that if one brings a carbon Pesach on behalf of someone who is Derech Chayka, it does not work? Says Gemara, the Tanya, Bekiva, Aimer, Nemar, Tamei, Venemar, B'Derech Chayka. It says the Pasuk Tamei, it says the Pasuk Derech Chayka. If it sounds familiar, because it really is. Rav Sheshes maybe wasn't so elaborate on the Pesukim. Rav Sheshes was more elaborate based on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah compares Tamei, Derech Chayka, but it's the same general idea. Rav Akiva is learning it now from the Pasuk. It says Gemara, top of Tzadikim, Amin Aleph. Just like the case of Tommy, is even though the person is able to do it, meaning he's willing to offer the carbon, he's willing to send the shliach and bring the carbon, yet he's not allowed to because he's a Tommy. So the Erechaika is a case where he's able, can be referring to a case where he's able to, where someone's willing to do it on his behalf, and still it's not going to work. We compare Erechaika to Tame. What's Rav Nachman going to respond to this memra? Rav Nachman Amar Lach, Rabbi Akiva Tame, it's Rabbi Akiva according to Sashita, the Ksefer Ein Sheikh Mazarik, and Al Tame Sheretz. Rabbi Akiva holds similarly that if a person is Tame Tame Sheretz, and he will be Tar by nightfall, you do not Shechach Pesach on his behalf. So according to that Sheita, so it makes sense, Taka, that when someone's Tame, you don't Shechach on his behalf, and therefore, Erechaika, you don't Shechach on his behalf, and therefore, you have your Alamdas. But according to me, you would Shechach on behalf of someone who's Tame, who will be Tar by nightfall. You, Taka, would do the same thing, you would Shechach on their behalf. And so too, if you Shechach on behalf of someone who's Erechaika, it will yes work, says Gemara. Rav Nachman will say, I hold command number shecht mazarik and al tami sheretz. I hold that command number says you do shecht. Remember, this machlokes ula and rav. We had it a few times already. I hold like the opinion that you do shecht on behalf of someone who is tami to mesheretz. You do shecht. You do zrika on his behalf as long as he's going to be tar by nightfall. And therefore, in this case too, the whole drush, the whole lumdus wouldn't work because you're saying you can't bring a carbon on behalf of someone's tummy. Yes, you can. If it's he'll be tar by night, and so too terechecha who will be there at night, it's going to be okay. Tanarban. We have a brisa which ultimately is going to be. A raya to Rav Nachman, or it's going to at least go with the sheet of Rav Nachman that hurts that when you shecht on behalf of someone who's not around, it does work. Tanar banan, elu she'isin es hasheni. The following people bring a Pesach sheni, right? They miss Pesach Rishon, and therefore they bring Pesach sheni. Hazavin vazavis, male zavim. We spoke about it a bunch of times very recently. As he has a discharge, a little different than Kerry, and he's tamei. He can't bring a Pesach Rishon. Zavais, that's an Isha that Zavais is really her, is talking about when she sees Dam, but it's not Nidus per se. Well, Nidus will come up later, but this is the time period, the 11 days after Nidus. If she's further sees Dam, 1 day or 2 days, she's tar. Tummy, she has to keep one clean day. If she sees Dam 3 days in a row, she has to keep 7 clean days. So these people cannot bring Pesach Rishon, and they therefore if they bring Pesach Sheni, Hamitzaram, Hamitzaras, male or female Mitzaram, Nidus, that's the first part of the Zava, Ubailinidas, one was Bailinida, Vailedas, I want to give birth. All these people are Tame, and they cannot bring Pesach Rishon, and they therefore bring Pesach Sheni. Hashaygim Anusim Bamzidim. Those are Shaygig, those are Ainus, those are Amazin. V'Tame V'Shay Derech B'Chayka. One is Tame, and one is Derech B'Chayka. All these people bring Pesach Sheni. They don't bring Pesach Rishon, and instead they bring Pesach Sheni. Im Kain. So you'll ask me if that's the case. Laman Emer Tame. Why did the Torah stress the case of Tame? Gemara says, what do you mean Laman Emer Tame? The Torah says Tame to teach you can't bring Pesach Rishon. Says Gemara, Laman Emer Tibay Lamavet Rishon Leishav Kinan. You want to know why we specified a case of Tame? Because we come tell you that if you want to have someone do it on your behalf, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, LMK Lama Nemer Kedar Chayka. No, what we mean is, why did the Torah specifically say a case of Derech Chayka? Why do you say Derech Chayka in the Pasuk? All these cases don't be Pesach Rishon, they bring Pesach Sheni. Gemara says, the Pesach Benakaris. Pesach Rishon was the reason why it says Derech Chayka is to pater from Karis. Now, the Gemara could have said, according to Rav Akiva, according to the Amay Rav Sheshes, that was saying Derech Chayka to teach you that you're not allowed to bring when you're Derech Chayka. Similar to the way they're darshaning, we had to, what do you mean, Laman Erev Derech Chayka? According to them, you darshan Derech Chayka is similar to Tamei, just like Tamei, you cannot bring a carbon Pesach when you're Tamei, so to Derech Chayka, you cannot bring, someone cannot bring on your behalf. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, you putter if you didn't bring. Sounds like, but if you chose to bring, you would be okay. Kabandam Ahurza. That fits very well, like the opinion that says Hurza, that if someone brought on your behalf, you would be Yetza, even when you're Derech Chayka. Couple of, we'll call side points, it's just we quoted the Brisa really for this diak of the end of the Brisa of Lepeitim and Akaris, which is telling us you're pater from Karis, but not that you're not allowed to bring. That was the main diak we need for the Brisa. But we quoted a couple of cases early in the Brisa that are relevant to interesting dinim. First of all, we quoted a Bailey Nidus. Bailey Nidus, we've had this concept many times, but just to focus on it for mamish a minute. Bailey Nidus, the lacha is a person's Bailey Nidus, he's tummy 7 days like Anita. Just like the Nidus is tummy 7 days, he's tummy 7 days like the Nidus, right? We dash that for the, it's in the psukim. The question just is, it's really Gemara. The Gemara debates, how long is he tummy? Meaning, is he tummy only 7 days? Is he only tummy for 7 days when he's boiled her, when she still has 7 days left of tummy, like essentially right at the beginning of Anita's? What if he's boiled her on day 5? Remember, we spoke out again a few times in the past couple of days. Anita, from when she sees Dam, at a regular cycle of month, she's tummy automatically 7 days. She could be seeing Nam straight through. She's tummy 7 days. At the end of 7 days, as long as she stops seeing Nam, she goes to Mikvah and she's tar. So let's say this guy was boiled her on day 4. She only has 3 days left. Is he only going to be tummy for 3 days because his din is like her, whatever her din is his din, and therefore now he's tummy 3 days? Or no, his din is like hers, and that she had a din of tumas shivas yamim, and therefore he also gets a din of tumas shivas yamim, but he starts from scratch now. All of a sudden, when she's on day five, he's starting from scratch from day one. That is the shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara learns from a pasuk that he starts from scratch. The Gemara learns from a pasuk that he starts from scratch. He's tummy for 7 days, not just for 3 days. So the Rishash says this makes big enough kamina. Halacha is that a tummy mace, of course, is tummy for 7 days. What if someone touches a tummy mace? Right? Again, if he's an avatama, if he touches like a chair, very chalal, so let's focus on the person, tummy mace, because tummy mace is tummy 7 days. What if someone touches a tummy mace on his fourth day? Would we say he's only tummy, again, 3 more days, today and 3 more days afterwards? Or is he tummy a full 7 days? Now, Pasha, I would have always said he's tummy 7 days. Rishash says, no, massive chiddush. Rishash says that since there's no pasuk here, you don't see, you learn from there, there's no pasuk, by neither we needed a pasuk to say a bel need this tummy all 7 days. You don't have a pasuk here, and therefore he'd only be tummy for the same duration as what the person who he touched, the source of tummy, has left. That's how long the person who touched him will be tummy. So if it's only 3 days, he's only tummy 3 days. Unbelievable. That is a chiddush of Rishash. Other achrenim argue on this chiddush, big chiddush, obviously. Other shanim argue, but that is the chiddush of the Rishash. This is Achrayim going to the whole Lumnus of Rosh Hashechter and Ikviat Sain. He wants to say, he gets into the Lumnus of Rishash, he wants to say that the difference between Tumas Nida and Tumas Mases basically wants to say that there's a chilik whether or not a Tum is in its full, I mean, is it in its full standing? Whenever you have to count out a period of tumma, is the tumma in its full standing the whole period? It's the same level of tumma day one as it is day seven. Just the din is after 7 days you have to become tahor. Or no. The tumma is constantly getting a little bit weaker. That would be the yisari of the rishash. The tumma's mace when you count that 7 days, luchari of going through the tahor process, but the tumma itself is getting weaker, which it allows you to go through the tahor process. And therefore, the person who touches them on day five, he got etzem a weaker tumma. Again, a big chiddush. But that would be perhaps a lumdus to explain in the rishash. One other big yisari. That when we talk about the concept of tumas yoledes, right? It's always we spoke about this in Chumash and Parshas Tzriya. We spoke about it at length, but just to go over the basic idea from Rosh Hashanah Hirsch, a beautiful concept. Others explain this idea as well. Other Chachamim explain this. That what's the idea that a yoledes is tummy? It's always a pella. She just gave birth to a child. It's the biggest. It's a huge mitzvah, obviously, more so for the husband than for the woman. But it's a huge mitzvah. You procreated. It's one of the biggest celebrations in life. And she's tummy. What's the idea of tumma? So the basic insight of Rosh Hashanah for Hirsch is that we sometimes view tumma as a negative, which it is, because by being tummy you can't eat kachem, by being tummy you can't eat shumas. There's different halachas that apply. Can't go to the base of English, of course. Can't have karpesach and arsigis. So tumma does have negative effect, but we view tumma itself as a negative. And he explains that the idea of tumma is totally not that. The idea of tumma sometimes it is, but it's not the concept of tumma is really the void that's created when something. I'll call it chashev, for lack of a better word right now, when something chashev, when something substantial is lost. So for example, when you have a person who's alive has the ability to do mitzvahs, has the ability to create, has the ability to procreate, has the ability to do ma'isim tovim. He can uplift the world. When he's nifter, a void is created, it's a vacuum. That vacuum takes, tumma takes the place of the vacuum. That you no longer have that power of chias, that power of creativity, and therefore the vacuum is automatically filled by tumma. It's not a punishment, it's not a negative, it's a mitzias, and a vacuum of chias, maybe it's the best way to say it, instead of chashav chias, a vacuum of chias leads to tumma. An isha who's a yaledes, unbelievable, she's mamish, to extent she's godlike, she's carrying a baby in her stomach, she's creating life within her. When that life comes out of her, obviously that's the goal. On the contrary, when the baby's born, that was the whole point. But yes, but she no longer is carrying within her the power of creativity, of being able to create another person. Obviously, I shouldn't say the power is still there, but she no longer has the baby inside her, and therefore that void that's created is chalila, the sim of some, it's ironic, it's opposite of mace. You just create a new life, but it's opposite of mace. But the point is, the void that's created now from within her, that creates a situation of tumma. Why? And by the way, every cycle, every month, Anida's tummy. Why? Because Anida had the opportunity, had the ability to, the whole cycle of Nida is, if the Isha does not become impregnated, and the egg turns into dam, right, becomes dam. So that exalts the same idea. There was a power for Chiyas, a possibility of Chiyas, and it didn't come to fruition, and therefore she's tummy. A person who is Maitzi Zara, same idea, right? He has power for Chiyas, and it doesn't come to Chiyas, doesn't come to life, and therefore it's tummy. But says the one last knach from Rosh Hashanah verse is beautiful. Why is the tumma when a woman gives birth to a girl 2 weeks, and the tumma when she gives birth to a boy only 1 week? Why is the tumma greater when a woman gives birth to a girl? The answer answer is because she had in her stomach someone that can also procreate. It's a bigger loss of chias from her stomach, and therefore it's a bigger tumah. Beautiful concept from the Rabbi Shapshav Hirsch. Again, others say similar, but that is a nice idea. Okay.
I wonder what he does about a mitzvah.
Yes. Yeah. Every time we quote this, quote on the Chumash, every time we quote it, the people ask questions about tumas that don't seem to correlate as quickly to chias. But yes, 100%. We would have to work through those as well. Says the Gemara, Isha b'sheni mi mechayev. The Gemara asks, you tell me about in Braisa, about females, the nidas, the zavis, mitzairus. Sorry,
mitzaira harei kemes.
Very good, very good. So the he's but the yashav chutzmachros, yeah. So says the Gemara. So you tell me Isha has all these cases after being karmed Pesach Sheni. In fact, tomorrow we just had this conversation the other day. We had 3 machlokes tonight about this, and that's really going to be. I'm really giving away the Gemara's answer. Vatanya yachalei oisin Pesach Sheni el tami nefesh v'shar b'derchayka. I would think Pesach Sheni is only done by someone who's tame or was b'derchayka zaven umitzeron uboyli nidas benayin. This brisa clearly focuses on the men. A zav a mitzera b'alanida a boyl nida. How does he know that he has to bring a karmed Pesach Sheni as well if he missed because he missed Pesach Rishon? Ish, but it's very clear the pasuk talking the brisa and the pasuk talking in the male sense that only men are participating in Pesach Sheni, not women. Says the Gemara, not fair. We all know this. We're very familiar with the three of Machlekes, like Asha, Harav Yesi, Harav Yehuda, Harav Shemin. It depends. This brisa is Rav Yesi. This brisa, meaning the brisa that we started off with earlier, that included nidais, zaveis, mitzayres, females, included females. That's Rabbi Yossi, who says that nashim have a mitzvah of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Whereas the other brisa, which says only by man, is Rabbi Yehuda B'Shimon. We had a machlokes. Remember, Yehuda B'Shimon don't agree with each other either. Rabbi Yehuda says that women are able to bring Pesach Sheni. They can be ancillary. They can be tefela. They don't. That's just not mechuyev. Rabbi Shimon says they cannot even bring even if they want to. They're only even allowed to join into Pesach Rishon. They can't join into Pesach Sheni. Okay, but the point is both Rabbi Yehuda B'Shimon agree. Women certainly not mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. That's the second brisa. The first brisa goes like basically that women are mechuyev in Pesach Sheni just like men. Tarabar. Chayev Kars al Rishon v'Chayev Kars al Sheni. So we're going to have now actually a three-way machlekes, how we look at Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We're going to explain the Gemara according to Rashi. It reads very, very simple. We will point out where the point of contention, where the Rambam, other Rishonim arguing Rashi, but we're going to read like Rashi. We're going to have three shitas, how we view Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The first is Rebbe. Rebbe says, Chayev Kars al Rishon v'Chayev Kars al Sheni. Once Chayev Kars for Pesach Rishon, and once Chayev Kars for Pesach Sheni, which sounds on the face of it that once Chayev Kars twice. Rashi says, it can't be. First of all, there's no such thing as being Chayev Kars twice. Kars by definition means a person is cut off. He dies before a certain age, before 60. That's what people used to make a Kars party at 60. But the point is that he can't be Chayev Kars twice. I mean, you do find a concept that in case, for whatever reason, there's tshuva, or he gets off for one, again, these will be the Shemayim, it's not going to be the Adam, but typically don't have Chiv Kars twice, so Rebbe does not mean, Rashi says, Chiv Kars twice. Rebbe doesn't mean Chiv Chatas twice, because we're talking about, we've pointed this out many times, especially in the past couple of days, that there's only two, we had it early this morning already, there's only two Asays that have Kars, 34 Leisaseys, but two Asays. A Leisaseys Sheshba Kars has Chiv Chatas. An Asay, which has Kars, namely Mila, or Pesach, does not have a Chiyav Chatas. So you can't tell me, Rashi says, that the Rebbe's coming to say, the Chayav Karas al Rishon al Sheni, because when you Chayav Karas, B'shaygi Yulita Chatas, you won't be Chayav to Sepech Chatas. You won't be Chayav any Chatas, I should say. You're not Chayav a Chatas B'chal, because it's it. And I say, so what does it mean when Rebbe says, it's two separate Chiyav Chatas? So the Rashi means a couple of cases. Let's say you have a person that was an Einus on Pesach Rishon, but was Mezid on Pesach Sheni. So he's in the Pesach Rishon, and he's amazing at Pesach Sheni, he's going to be Chayev Karas. Because since he had the opportunity to be in Pesach Sheni alone, and he was amazing on that, being amazing at Pesach Sheni alone, is not Chayev Karas. Certainly the other way, if he's amazing at Pesach Rishon, even though he's Einus on Pesach Sheni, same thing, that you don't say that since he was Einus on one of the two parts, therefore he's exempt, even though the Pesach gives you seemingly two opportunities. No, amazing at any one would make the person Chayev Karas. Similarly, if you have a katan that becomes a bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, after all, we don't necessarily care about punishments be the Shemayim till 20, but let's assume that what's the halachic status? What's his chiv at least? Or a ger shen is gayer. Actually, the case we just had in the Mishnah the other day, and then that case was a case where a ger was megayer before Pesach Rishon on Erev Pesach, and we said in the Mishnah he still can't bring Pesach Rishon. But let's say ger is megayer between Pesach Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni. He wasn't able to be Pesach Rishon. The Katan was able to be Pesach Rishon. And then he's their mazel chalila on Pesach Sheni with the Bichayv Karas. According to Rebbe, the answer is yes. That is the idea that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are almost two separate chiyuvim. They each, I should say, they may be related, but they're each their own chiyuv, as opposed to, let's see, the next shita. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Nassan Eimer Chayv Karas al Rishon upata la Sheni. Rebbe Nassan says no. One is only chayv for Rishon and upata la Sheni, because essentially the Marzen say the Marzen. This Marzen, by the way, can be very elaborate. The Marzen explain a similar machlekes that's telling this machlekes, and then a psukim source for the machlekes, and at the end the Marzen actually means a synopsis what comes out according to these three shitas. Very elaborate Gemara on the three shitas, but it's going to be clear. The Marzen explain that Rebbe Nassan Shita is that Shein Pesach Sheni, the way we'd understand it normally, is a tashlumen of Pesach Rishon. And therefore, for Pesach Rishon, if one's mazid, he's going to be chayev a chayev karis. But for Pesach Sheni, one will not be chayev a chayev karis, because Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni is only tashlumen of Pesach Sheni, of Pesach Rishon, sorry. And therefore, there will be no chayev karis for Pesach Sheni itself. Now, that is the simple reading of the Gemara, and that's great. And that's like the Gemara's going to say later, no arguments in that, Rashi, Rambam, because it's clearly Tashlumen. But here's the big chiddush Rashi speaks out, which really helps the next Gemara read simple, but the way Rambam argues. Rashi says that let's say the person was mazed on Pesach Rishon, and he then went and brought Pesach Sheni, so, which is all the conversation we've been having, is even allowed to. Remember, that's the conversation we've been having the past couple of days. So let's say he went and brought Pesach Sheni. Rashi says that would not dismiss his Chiv Karas. Unbelievable. Meaning, what Rav Nachman is coming to say is that you're not chayev karas Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni itself is only there as a tashlumen. If a guy's an ayinus, you bring it into place, it's a tashlumen. But in a case where the guy was amazed by Pesach Rishon, he wouldn't remove the chayev karas for Pesach Rishon by bringing Pesach Sheni. That's how Rashi learns in Rav Nachman, in Rav Nassan, that's Rashi learns in Rav Nassan, that you would not remove, there would still be a chayev karas. This that we're calling tashlumen is not enough to remove the chayev karas. That is Rashi. Rama argues, says no. If it's a shluman, it would be enough to remove the chiyuv karas. Okay. Rav Chananya ben Akavya Omer Af Al Rishon Ein Chayv Karas Elam Kein Le'osos Hasheni. Rav Chananya ben Akavya, he held that Rishon and Sheni are both, they're both, I don't want to say equal, but a person would only be chayv karas if he messed up the first and the second bebezid. He has to be amazed by both first and second in order to be chayv karas. If he's einus in any one of them, he's going to be putter from karas. Any one of them is einus, meaning even if he's mazed on the first and he's einus in the second, you don't say, okay, he would have been able to save the first had he brought the second, but since he's einus, the mice, he couldn't save the first. No. If he wasn't amazed on both, he's going to be punter from Karis. That's the most lenient approach, we'll call it. Vazo Tamayo, all three sheets go according to their own Shitas elsewhere. The time went to the Baisa. Gershon's guy ben shnei pesachim. V'chakin katan shekdo ben shnei pesachim. Again, the guy between two karm pesachs, or katan that became a gadol between two karm pesachs. Chavas pesach sheni, they have to make a pesach sheni. The Rebbe, that's beautiful. Rebbe Shtasei, it says there's a chiyuv for Pesach Rishon, chiyuv Pesach Sheni. So if you're megayer or becoming a gadol between the two Pesachs, even though you didn't have Pesach Rishon Mechla, you still have a separate mitzvah on Pesach Sheni. Rebbe Nassan Emer, no. Kol Zakli Rishon Zakli Sheni. Whoever Zakli Rishon is Zakli Sheni. Kol Shein Zakli Rishon is Zakli Sheni. Again, we're going according to Rashi that just Sheni may not always be able to fix every mess up of Rishon. But the bottom line is it's still a tashlumen, and therefore one who wasn't chayev in Pesach Rishon has no shaykh to have a tashlumen of Pesach Sheni. Right, one was a chay pesach rishon, doesn't shaykh to have tashlumen a pesach sheni, and therefore a katan that becomes a gadol in between the two pesachs, or a geres between the two pesachs, will not have mitzvah pesach sheni. Just to remind us, as we spoke out about 20 days ago, maybe a little more, maybe a month ago, we spoke out that an afkamina of this idea of calling someone tashlumen, an afkamina is related to einan, an einan amatzah Shabbos. If a person's einan amatzah Shabbos and does not make avdala because he's an einan, then after a Sunday morning, let's say they bury the nifter, so the halacha is you can make avdala till Tuesday morning. Some say at least till Sunday night. For sure, so or till Tuesday morning. So the question is he mechuyav an avdala? If you view that the avdala from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is a tashlumin, then he was exempt from the mitzvah of avdala matzah Shabbos. He has no need for a tashlumin. If you learn that for keret, there's just a mitzvah that if when a Shabbos ends, you're able to make avdala through this whole period. It's not a tashlumin of matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos is the first time to make it, so you make it then. But if you don't, you make it Sunday. It's not tashlumin. It's one and the same, it's the original mitzvah, then he would be mechuyav to make it up. So that's the same idea as what I'm going to be here, that tashlumen, you don't have to make up if you were pater by the original chiyuv. That's what we're saying according to Rav Nassan here, that if you're a gut katan or a guy, b'shas Pesach Rishon, there's no din of making it up on Pesach Sheni. Okay, says the Gemara.
So the Gemara is not talking at all about the person who purposely misses the first, because you purposely...
The Gemara further, so Rav Nassan says... Again, let's go over those words in case I didn't read it. Nasan Aimer, Kosak the Rishon Zak the Shani, Koshen Zak the Rishon, Ain Zak the Shani. Whoever does Namachim Rishon, Namachim Shani, and the Katan and the guy were Namachim. But now we're going to explain the three Shitas. Rebbe Savar, Shani, Regal Fanat. So Rebbe says the Shani, Yud Dalad Ear is its own Yamtif. It's a separate Pesach obligation. Rav Nasan Savar, Shani, Tashlumin the Rishon. Rav Nasan says, like we've been explaining, Shani Tashlumin. So that's all good. Tikune Larishan Lemasakin Lay, but these words fit very easy, like Rashi. Again, they can fit like Rambam too, but the Tikune Larishan Lemasakin Lay, it's not a makeup for the Rishan, right? It's a Tashlumin. It's a Sashuma, but it can't fix a person who remains that didn't bring Rishon. From Nachanani ben Akavya Savar, Shani Tekanta Rishon. Nachanani ben Akavya holds, no, not only he's taking a step further from Nasa, not only is it the kind of Tashlumen, it could make up for Rishon. Even if you're amazing in Rishon, you could make it up by bringing by Shani. Shleishta now, so now we just went through what. How do we categorize the Shitas? He holds separate Yamtiv, that's Rebbe. Rav Nasan holds, it's a Tashlumen, and Rav Chananya ben Akavya holds, it is a more than Tashlumen, it's a Takana, it's a Takanta, it's a fixing. What's the source, the Pasuk source? Shleishta Mekachadash, they all dashen the same Pasuk. A person who was Torah and was not Bader Rechaika, and he still didn't make a Pesach, the Pasuk continues, says he didn't make a bring a Pesach, and that person should be cut off from Klai Yisrael. What's the next word of the Pasuk? Is the key word? No pun intended. Ki karban Hashem lehikrev b'mayaday chati yisa ishehu. It says the person who did not bring the karban Pesach and he doesn't have the excuse of being derchayk or being tamei, so he's subject to karas nechusah nefesh. I'll read it again inside. V'nichrusah nefesh ahi me'ameha ki karban Hashem lehikrev b'mayaday chati yisa ishehu. That person carries the chait, so the chati yisa is going to be keywords as well, but the word we're focused on is ki. Ki karban Hashem leikav. What does the word ki mean? Now we know ki, the Gemara tells us, a few places, ki is mishamish be'arba l'shenis. Ki can have four meanings. Ki can mean if, which is going to be what both Rebbe and Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya are going to learn the taish of the word ki in this pasuk. Or ki can mean but, like avil but. Ki can mean maybe, perhaps. And ki can also mean because. So Rebbe Nasan is going to learn the word ki over here, it means because. Rebbe and Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya are going to learn the word ki means if, and we'll explain it now inside how they get to their outcomes. Rebbe Savav Chad Lassim Pesach Benichusa, if he refrained from being the Pesach, he has Karis to Lev Debrishim, refers to the case of Rishon. Ki now means if, it's like a new case. Inami, ki means inami, if also he didn't bring a Karban Hashem, meaning by Pesach Sheni. Inami Karban Hashem Lehikriv, when, B'mayadai, when, B'sheni, and Pesach Sheni. So Rebbe's learning, it means if, and if is coming to start a new case, a second case, where again, if he, Chata Yisa, if he didn't bring Pesach Sheni, he also is going to be Chayav Karas. Umamai, Dehai Chata Yisa, Karasu. It's not even Nichusa, the first part of the Pasuk, which Rebbe's learning is going to Pesach Rishon. And now you're telling me the word ki is a new Karban, it's talking about Pesach Sheni, that he didn't bring, if he didn't bring by Pesach Sheni either. Chet Yisa, that's all great if Chet Yisa means Karas. How do you know Chet Yisa means Karas? Says Gemara, Tav Amei, Sad Gimel, on the base on top, Sad Gemara, Kasavar, Megadif, Hainu Mevarech Hashem, Mevarech Hashem. He owes the Megadif, the story of the Megadif was one who was Mevarech Hashem, of course, that's a euphemism, blessing Hashem, it means opposite Chalila. It's one, by the way, one of the Zion Mitzvah Neneach, one of the seven Mitzvah Neneach is Berech Hashem, is being, so to speak, blessing Hashem, which obviously means clearly cursing Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Kasav Megadav and Mevarech Hashem, he owns Mevarech. Rebbe owns Mevarech. Me is a person who was Mevarech Hashem. Uksiv, okay, fine. Uksiv Mevarech Hashem. The Nasachetay. It says by Mevarech Hashem. It says Nasachetay. The Gamar Hay Chetay. The Hacham Mechetay Hashem. They make Gzeir Shava by the word Chetay by Megadav to the word Chetay over here. Just like by Megadav, which is Mevarech Hashem, is Chayav Karas. So to over here, it's going to be Chayav Karas. So we darshan the word Chetay means Chayav Karas. So therefore, it's beautiful. Rebbe's darshaning key to mean a second case. If he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, and then ki, or if, I don't want to say, or if, and if, he didn't bring Pesach Sheni, B'mayaday and Pesach Sheni, then you'll have Chet Yisa, you'll have Chiv Karas as well. So you have V'nichrusa on Pesach Rishon, you have Chet Yisa, Pesach Sheni, Chiv Karas on each one, two separate mitzvahs, two separate mayadim, two separate Chiv Karas, that is Rebbe. From Nasan Savar, Chadal Asas Pesach V'nichrusa, what's that telling me? The high key lashon, the ho. Key is because. I mean, the simple, I don't want to take sides, of course, that the machlokes had a touch of pasuk amongst the Tanayim. But the simple reading of the pasuk, which is, I think, presumably the way most people would have read it, key in the pasuk means because. He is v'nichusa nefesh. He is cut off a guy, so for not being pesach rishon. Key continues the pasuk because it just reiterates what he's done wrong. He karban Hashem leikav, because he didn't bring the karban Hashem. It's really just re-stressing what he had already, what we already said in the first part of the pasuk, that he missed the pesach rishon. That's what he did wrong. And therefore, he's chayiv. This karas, but it's not a new karas. It's all going on pesach. Says Gemara, the high key lashon the ho means because vachkam rachmana the hakarben Hashem leikav b'mayaday barishon, going back on Pesach Rishon, but Pesach Sheni would not have its own chiv karas. Adrabe, Pesach Sheni is only a tashlumen. That's Rav Nasan. Says Gemara, according to Rabbi Nosson, Hai Chetah Issa, my Avad Leih. What does he do with Chetah Issa? How does he darshan Chetah Issa? Says Gemara, Kasav Megadav Leinem Baruch Hashem. He holds a Megadav, meaning, because it sounds like he's introducing, like Rebbe said, a new Chiv Karas. Says Gemara, no. Kasav Megadav Leinem Baruch Hashem, Megadav is not the Mevarch Es Hashem. The Gemara, Hai Chetah. So what does he learn with Chetah from? Chetah, the Hasam, Hai Chetah Dacha. Adarabba, the Chetah over there by the Megadav is learning from over here. We need the source of Karas over here to teach over there. If it would be talking about Verchas Hashem, you talk about, no, that there's a Chiv Karas there. You need the Megadav is not the Verchas Hashem, and therefore, by the way, if it's not Megadav Hashem, what is it? So the Mefarshim explain, if it wasn't Verchas Hashem, it was some sort of Avodah Zarah. So we need to learn from there. We need to learn that there's Chiv Karas over there from our case. And that's the drash of Chata. Mahacha Karas, just like here is Karas, Av Hasam Karas, it's over this Karas, so it's not extra, it's there for this. Ksir Shav, teach me, it's Karas over there. That's how Nassim is going to learn. And lastly, Rav Chaim and Kavli is the Pasuk Sever, V'chad Lassas HaPesach Menichusa, E, Karban Hashem, Loi Hikiv Maideh. If he's Chayiv Karas, it's a qualification. A person who missed the Pesach Rishon is Chayiv Karas if he also misses Pesach Sheni. So he is learning like Rebbe that it's if, and he is learning also that's referring to Pesach Sheni, but he's having a very different if. Rebbe's learning to a full new case. A person Chayiv Karas if he missed Pesach Rishon, and a person Chayiv Karas if he missed Pesach Sheni. Rav Chananya was very similar to Rebbe in the way he's teaching as if, and the way he's teaching as referring to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, but he's learning it as a continuation. He's only Chayiv Karas for Pesach Rishon if he also misses Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, E, Karban Hashem, Lehikav B'mayadai B'sheni, then he's Chayiv for Pesach Rishon. V'hai Chetah Yisrei Ma'avlei, according to Chanani Ben Akavia, what's he going to do with Chetah Yisrei? You don't need a second Karas, because it's really going back on the first Karas, it's qualifying when you Chayiv the first Karas or not. Who needs a second Karas? Mar says the same answer as we said for Nasan, Kitam Marin, that he holds that Megadav is not Mevarchas Hashem, it's talking about regular Vaidazar, and forget you're learning there from over here at this Chayiv Karas. Now here the Gemara gives us a synopsis, again, like we mentioned before, the Gemara really does all the work for us to figure out what the bottom line is going to be, according to all three shitas, says Gemara, Hilkach, his bezev is that one who is mazed, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, Dira Kol Chayev. A guy is mazed, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, certainly he's Chayev Karas. No one's going to argue that he's Chayev Karas. Shag bezev is that, Dira Kol Pater. If you shake him by both, everyone's going to be such a fellow is Pater from Karas. His Rishon for Shag Bezev, if he's mazed by Rishon and Shag by Pesach Sheni, that's what we get to Machlaikas. According to, again, he's Mez Rishon and Shagam B'Sheni. Le Rebbe, Le Rav Nosson Mechayev, according to Rebbe, according to Nosson, he's going to be Chayev Karas. Le Rav Mechayev, he's Pater because he wasn't a Sheik, he wasn't amazing on Pesach Sheni. Shagam B'Rishon. If he was a Sheikh by Pesach Rishon, and he was amazed by Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Rishon is a Sheikh, so in that case, again, Le Rebbe Chayev, because any one of them you can be Chayev for. And that side, Rav Nosson would side with Rav Chananya, Rav Nosson Mechayev, Mechayev, Pater, because since Rishon, Rishon is the Ikar Chayev Karas, and since by Rishon, he was a Sheikh, therefore, even if he's amazed in Sheni, he will not be subject to a Chayev Karas. That's the outcome in all these scenarios, in the various cases, according to the three Shitas, Rav Nosson, Rebbe, and Rav Chananya ben Akavya. Okay, beautiful. Zakti Mishnah. Actually, one or two quick points on this Gemara that we just read. So first of all, we spoke about a katan that became a gadol in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What a status is. So just a famous shaila, just because I had to speak out. I think I'm not going to get into it. It's a whole minchas chinuch, but it's a famous, probably one of the most famous bar mitzvah pshedlich. Anyone has bar mitzvah in between Pesach and Shavuos. The question is, what is the katan status? What is the gadol status? Legabe svira. Svira, you're counting 49 days. You start, obviously, the second night of Pesach. It goes all the way to Shavuos. What if there's a machlokes, if it's one big mitzvah or not? That's why if a person misses one night, he doesn't count anymore with a bracha on the subsequent nights, because if it's one big mitzvah, once he missed one night, he's missing part of the mitzvah. He can't continue to count with the bracha. If it's separate mitzvahs each night, then he can count with the bracha. So big enough kamina, pashas, whether it's one big mitzvah, separate mitzvahs, is discussion about a katan. What about a katan? A katan who became a gadol during Svira. If it's separate mitzvah, so he became a gadol on Lag Baimer, let him count in the last 16 days, no problem. If it's one big mitzvah, is it a problem until now he's a katan, and or not? Or do we say that as long as he was, meaning there's a few levels of the shayla, do we say that since he's a katan until now, he's no shaykhus, and he can't count with the bracha? Do we say that even as a katan until now, as long as he counted as a katan, we can start his counting as a katan and allow him to continue counting as a gadol with a bracha? Or do we say third possibility is we don't care if he counted as a katan? He wasn't mechuyev to now, but now he's mechuyev. His chiyuv starts now, and we have a mitzvah to count with a bracha for these last 16 days. These are the various possibilities the Michas Chinuch debates in mitzvah shim and vav. Kedai, famous idea. Kedai see inside again, or to listen at the next bar mitzvah. Well, Unfortunately, these days we're not having too many bar mitzvah shetlach. But listen at the next opportunity, Yirmitz Hashem, after the pandemic, at the bar mitzvah shetlach during Svira, because hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, this year it'll be relevant. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, looks a little difficult for us in Toronto, but hopefully, it'll be relevant and to get the alumnus of the Michas Chinuch on these various possibilities. Number two on this, just quick, bar mitzvah boy, because bar mitzvah on his birthday is the 10th of Av. His birthday is the 10th of Av. Okay, so obviously Tisha B'Av is the day before. He just missed it. He's not mechuyev to fast in Tisha B'Av because his bar mitzvah is the next day. But what happens when Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos? And Tisha B'Av is nitche to Sunday. Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday. So therefore, Tisha B'Av is now the 10th of Av. He's bar mitzvah now. Is he mechuyev to fast or not? So this is going to tie in two different topics that we had today. I mean, it's going to tie in, obviously, with this conversation of someone becoming bar mitzvah or becoming a gadol in an interesting time, plus the concept we just discussed. I mean, I shouldn't say plus. It's really the same topic of tashlumen, that you only chayef to make up a tashlumen when you have the chiv in the first place. And therefore, if you don't have the chiv in the first place, you don't have tashlumen. So based on what we learned today so far, I would have said, very simply, that you're not mechuyev to fast on this fast of Tisha B'Av when it's nitcha to the 10th of Av. If I was a katan on the 9th of Av because I don't have a tashluma for a fast, I was mechuyevin. That would be the simple approach one would say based on our Gemara, but Divrei Malkiel says no. He is mechuyev because he says a very, very interesting point that over here, the Rabbanu, who is Masakin Tisha B'Av? The Rabbanu Masakin Tisha B'Av. And the Rabbanu Masakin Tisha B'Av, when obviously they knew that, of course, Shabbos already exists, and they knew that in their Takana, that when the Masakin Tisha B'Av, and it falls out in the calendar on Shabbos, their Masakin, it should go to Yud. So, without even getting into the lamdas that the Ikar Beis Hamikdash was burnt on Yud, not on Tisha B'Av, and all that, that's what we have available till the middle of the day, without even getting into that. That could also help to this for this discussion. But without that even, the fact that the Rabbanan established in a year where it falls out on Shabbos, that Tisha B'Av is on the 10th, that's the day of Tisha B'Av that year. It's not Stam at Eshtuman for everyone. For everyone, Tisha B'Av is that day, and therefore, even the Bar Mitzvah would be Mechuyev, as Zayzik Tim Rakil. I wouldn't be surprised if others argue, of course, but that is the Divrei Malkiel making a chiluk that we don't call that Tashlumim. That's the day for that year. Okay, so the Mishnah. What is Derech Chayka? Minamadina lechutz ukemidas lechal ruach. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says the shear of Derech Chayka is from Medin all the way to and anywhere further than that, of course, back all the way to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. That distance which we're going to see is a distance of 15 mil. We see in the Gemara. So that distance in any direction is the distance that's called Derech Chayka. The Gemara is going to get into alumnus why we cheshbon that shear. That is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Zaymer, unbelievable. Mispak is. Kufas Azar Luchutz. From the threshold of the Azar and outside, Amr Abyes says to him, Lefikach Nakan, he's not arguing, he's bringing a proof. Lefikach Nakan, hey, there's a Nakutas on the hey. Right, when the Pesukim describe a person's Derech Chayka, on the word Chayka, there's Nakutas on top of the hey, and there's Chumash, you know why? To tell you, to say, Limish Rachavati, because it's coming to connote, we don't mean someone who's very far away in physically. Even if he's just outside the temple of the Azara, he's just outside the courtyard, that alone would be enough to say that he's Derech Chayka, and he has that status, which is unbelievable. Obviously, there's lots, besides for the Pel of the Chiddush, there's lots to speak out from the Bali Musar about being one step out of the Azara is already not being in the Azara. It's called Derech Chayka. One step away from where he's supposed to be is Derech Chayka. That's, of course, on the Musar way, but even what's more, what needs more beer is even on the basic halacha. That a person who's outside the Azara one step, he could be called Derech Chayka. Now, what's the idea of hey? The kutz on the letter hey. So I forgot who the author of the shtickle. I think maybe a Balatur, maybe a Rashash, maybe it's a mixture of both that says, points out that the Shar Nikner was 5 amas wide. Because again, I think it's like this. The Baal Turim says that the hay represents 5 amas. And the question is, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, even one step out of the threshold. Why are you telling me 5 amas? A hay represents 5 amas. The Nakuz of hay, 5 amas out of the Zara. But you just told me even one step. So the Rishash reconciles it by saying that the Shar Nikna, which was that area which was not really Azara, but yes, Azara, that area itself was 5 amas wide, so it's referring to one step out of that area, Kishmak Achat, from the Rishash. Okay, let's quickly see the Gemara. It's late. Let's see if you want the Gemara, and we'll stop. Amar Ula, Minam Medin Lushalayim, Chamisha Asa Milim, Hu Havi. From Medin Lushalayim is 15 mil, and we're saying that's distance in every direction. The Gemara explains now, according to Ula, what the basis of this shear is. So how far can a person walk an average day? He can walk 10 parasites. We know a paras is 4 mil. So 10 parasites is 40 milin. From Malays to Netzachama, a person can walk 5 milin. Mishkiya Sachama, this, by the way, is obviously very integral to get happening with the shear of a lace, along the period from a lace to from a lace to Netzes. Okay. Mishkiya Sachama, Azes Chama, also 5 milim. So this verse says clearly, very clearly, from a lace to Nate, 5 milim, from shkia to Tzeis is the distance of five milim. The idea of 72 minutes. Pashula klasen, really 72 minutes, we typically say is four milim, by the way, because we say mils. 18 minutes, okay. Pashula tlasen, 90 minutes would be according to 18-minute mils. Pashula tlasen, now, if a person can walk in a day 10 parsais, which is 40 mil, so from a lais to nates and from shkia to tzeis, he's walking five each. So we're saying that's 10. You left with 30 throughout the day. 15 in the morning, in the first half of the day, 15 in the second half of the day. Okay, and therefore, Ula says the distance is 15. Why? Ula tamed the Amar. Ula is der chayka kol she'en lechonis b'shas shchita. Ula holds you have to be able to get to b'shas shchita. So if he's far enough away in the morning that he can't get b'shas shchita to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, so if he can't, I shouldn't say by the morning. Bechlal, if he's far enough that he can't get b'shas shchita to the Beis Hamikdash, to Yerushalayim, that's considered far enough to be der chayka. How far is that? 15 mil, because 15 mil is the amount the person can walk in any half of the day. Amar, the Mar now explains that where do you see that person? What's the source? Person can walk five milin from Aleis to Nates. Malis Shachar Nates Chama Chameshes Milin. Menalim Minos Tchsev Kamei Shachar Allah Veitzu Amalachim. Tchsev Hashem Shetzal Eretz Light Beitzara. The Shemesh came on the land and light came to Tzair. So it took light from when the sun was rising till Nates. It took him to get from Sdaim to Tzair. Okay. From Rabchan, you know the deed Chazal Hel Asra. I've seen that place and I measured it having Chamisha Milim. The distance from Sdaim to Tzair is five milim. So it's very good. That's the source that you can walk five milim in that time period. Kufa Ma'ula. Is there a chayka kol she'en lechonis b'shas shchita? What's there a chayka, a place that person can't get to b'shas shchita? Basically means he won't arrive between Bein Abayim from Chatzais till nightfall. No, it's a matter that it can be further. As long as he can get there by eating time, it's okay. If he can't get there by eating time, that's a problem. That's your chayga. Ami Rabbi Ula, Ledach Kashla Rabbi Yehuda Kashla. Rabbi asked Ula that to Yushver and to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yehuda Shver, both to both the Amaram, to Ula and to Rabbi Yehuda Shver. He's talking to Ula. Ledach Kashla Rabbi Yehuda Kashla Rabbi Yehuda Shver. You're saying so whether he could get back to the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim to Zara, B'Shas Shchita, Hatami Sheretz, and Yechal Kanas B'Shas Shchita. Tami Sheretz can't go in B'Shas Shchita because for separate reason. It's not a physical distance. He's not able to go because he's Tami. Yet you've said, you yourself have said, Uli, you're the one says that you can be sheikhet v'zerik on someone who's tummy to Mesheretz, but he can't go in. So how does that shtim with your own shita? Well, Rav Yehuda, I mean, the obvious teretz, which we're going to say in two lines, Rav Yehuda, Kasha, according to Rav Yehuda Shver, Tamar Kol Shein Yechalas Kondes B'Shas Achila, whoever can't get the B'Shas Achila, that's considered Tamar Chayka, for Tamar Sheretz, Yechalas Kondes B'Shas Achila, whereas you have the Tamar Sheretz case where he's only tummy now, but he goes to the mikvah, by nightfall he would be able to join, and Rav Yehuda's of the opinion of Amar, ain't shach mezerik on Tamar Sheretz, you cannot shach and do Zrika on behalf of a person who's tummy to Mesheretz. So both Rav Yehuda and Ula seem to be at odds with their own shitas elsewhere, seems to be a steer in their own shitas, that Ula's focused on being able to get there, being able to come in during Shashchita, which you can't when you tummy to Mesheretz, and it doesn't stop him from allowing that person not being Karm Pesach. And Rav Yehuda says you have to do the Shashachila, and yet he still says that tummy to Mesheretz cannot bring a Karm Pesach, even though he could, yes, be the Shashachila. Answers the Gemara, Amr Ula Le Dikash Le Rav Yehuda Kasher. Ula says, I'll answer for myself, and I'll answer for Rav Yehuda. Le Dikash, for me, it's not Shavar simple answer. Applies to tar. You're asking me that by someone's tummy to Mesheretz, you're able to check carbon, I can't go in? It's not a din rechayka b'chlal. Tumah is not related to rechayka. It's a separate din. And therefore, don't be me, as long as you can be tar by nightfall, that's fine. Don't be me a question about being able to come in. Being able to come in is a measurement for distance. It's not a measurement for tumah. And the top of the Amud, and the Rav Yehuda Leikasha, and Yehuda Zachvar, the Tzadalim Amud off the top, Tamei Sheretz Vechman Adache, because Tamei Sheretz, he learns the Torah pushed it aside. Again, Ula himself doesn't hold of this, but he's going in Rav Yehuda. Tichsef Ishish Kiyat Tamil Nefesh, Mila Skin Shechol Shvi Shalai Berf Pesach, Vafilachi Amrechman Adachi. Rav Yehuda learned that when it says someone's Tamei cannot bring a Karm Pesach, is referring to even someone on his last day of his 7 days, which means by nightfall will be tar. And still was saying, since right now he's Tamei cannot bring Karm Pesach, so once he says the case by a person who's Tamei 7 days, the seventh day of someone's Tamei 7 days is essentially equivalent to the one day of a person's tummy to Mesheretz, and he went for the pasuk. You cannot bring a Karm Pesach when you're tummy, even for that one day, even if only one day of tummy left, you're still getting a Karm Pesach, even though you're tummy at night. So that pasuk is going to exclude, even though you could get there for nightfall, it's excluded from a pasuk. You have no questions. Okay, so Uli answered both on behalf of himself, on behalf of Rav Yehuda. We'll pick up from here on this topic, Amritz Shem, more tomorrow.